The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 269, Trail of Darkness.
That's the only thing that Joe Mac's scribble must mean.
Go west. Since they left the truck here, I'm guessing two things. One, the way from here is too rough for the truck. And two, since they know that, they know this area well.
I agree. I don't think they would have just parked here and wandered off into the jungle.
They wandered off into the jungle?
Yeah, we were just saying that they must know the area well to park here and head into the jungle.
I'm sure they are familiar with this place. Rage used it a lot to hide or set up headquarters deep inside to keep the enemy at bay.
Oh, there's a lot of jungle here. They could have headed out in any flaming direction.
We think we've narrowed it down. Show them, Gabby.
Evidently, they sat Joe Mac down right here. He managed to scribble this in the dirt.
G-O-W... Go... Go west?
That's what we think. As Gabby said, they parked here because they know the land. We think they are headed west, so perhaps a bunker.
And I'm pretty sure they know about the eclipse, so it can't be too far.
Well, if it's not far, I say we fire.
It may not be far, but if we don't return to the bar and meet Jaffra, we'll be stuck out here in the dark.
Look, no disrespect meant, Lenora, but that's me skipper out there. And, well, he's not only me skipper, but he's a friend too.
And he's one of my team members. There are four of us and we're all armed. There aren't supposed to be any large beasts out here. If we stick together, we'll be okay.
If Hanukkah is going to make any kind of escape, doing it under cover of darkness would be the best chance. Tony for Jaffra.
Yes, Tony.
We've located the truck. Joe Mac was able to leave a message scratched in the earth. It basically reads, go west. The consensus here is that if Hanukkah is going to make a move, he'll do it during the eclipse. We are confident that the four of us would be well protected if we continue on and follow their trail.
Do you think that's advisable, Tony?
I do. They would not have proceeded if they didn't have a safe destination. We believe there's an old bunker in the west, and that's where they are headed.
All right. We'll return to the ship and go into a standby mode.
Very well. We'll keep you updated.
Gabby to Nate.
I copied that last transmission.
Good. Then you know we're headed for darkness. I know the Mercury has infrared capabilities, but is it equipped with a drone that also has that capability?
Yeah. We were outfitted with one during our last upgrade. I can get Georgia to prep it for flight. I can send it up when the eclipse starts.
Excellent. We'd like it sent west of our position to look for our three subjects, up to 3 standard miles. If you don't make contact, follow us and look for predators.
I can do that, but not for the full length of the eclipse. It'll automatically return to the ship when low battery is indicated.
That's fine. Its main objective will be to look for Hanukkah.
Roger that. We'll send the drone out as soon as it starts getting dark.
Copy that.
Gabby, you're the one with the jungle combat experience. Let's brainstorm.
Lenora, you grew up with Rage. You know better than any of us how they operate. We'll take direction from you on how we should approach them if we make contact.
I can do that.
Marco, you worked as a tracker in the Outback. You take point.
Can do.
Simon, you maintain communications with Nate and Jaffra. Once the drone is airborne, you can relay whatever it sees to the rest of us. I'm going to be right behind Marco to assist if we make contact. Lenora, you bring up the rear.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Let's move out while there is still light.
Morning. Ready to get back to this burnt puzzle?
I'm gonna give it a shot. Has Hernandez come up with anything new?
He's still pouring through surveillance cameras, looking for suspicious vehicles.
Suspicious vehicles in Baltimore's Little Italy in the early AM hours. Well, good luck with that.
I hear you on that one.
How about you? Any progress on finding out more on the circuit board?
I have a couple calls to make this morning, but we've narrowed it down to something that is used with radios.
Yeah, so we're back to square one.
Pretty much.
Ah, it's Jim. I'm helping him with a case.
It seems like you're helping everyone.
Good morning, Jim. You're getting an early start.
Right, and I'm gonna guess you're already at the precinct working with Nelson on the bombing.
Maybe.
Are you making any headway on the case?
I'm sifting through debris, and I've been able to piece together an envelope with an interesting postmark.
Hey, you got my attention? Go ahead.
The postmark is Queens, New York.
Now, why does that name Louis pop into my head?
He was the first name that came to me also. But he's in prison, and unfortunately we can't say for sure when it was mailed or what its contents are.
Well, I won't keep you from your investigation. I just have questions about mine.
Okay, what do you need?
Is there an active warrant in the U.S. on this Kolkoff guy?
As far as I can tell, he's wanted in South Africa for an arms deal. There's a general warrant out with Interpol. We have no idea what he's doing in Annapolis.
All right, do you have anything on my man McMillan?
It's not so much what we have, but more like what we don't have. He's squeaky clean.
Well, there must be some reason I saw him passing something to Kolkoff. I don't think he was giving a stranger his newspaper for the crossword puzzle.
So do you have any idea what he passed to him?
No, we followed Kolkoff into the park and watched him hand off the newspapers to a third guy. This guy tossed the paper into the trash. I retrieved it. And written across the front page was, "If you've been following me, you've been wasting your time."
Well, that's rude. And disappointing at the same time. You think they were on to you?
I don't think so. It looked well planned, and I didn't see anyone write anything, which means it was written beforehand.
So you think it was a trial run?
I'm not sure. It was carried off with precision. The timing was spot on, and each participant departed in a different direction and various modes of transportation. But why would you practice with a known arms dealer?
Yeah, if I were him, I'd be wary of a contact that had to practice simple information handoffs.
Which leads me to believe that what we saw wasn't a drill. I think the note on the paper was just some kind of inside joke in case someone pulled it out of the trash.
Someone like you?
Yeah, someone like me.
If I find anything further on our arms dealer, I'll let you know. Now, why do you say that?
Because the Kate Hawk I know would be right in the middle of my case.
I admit I'm resisting the temptation to jump in with both feet. But I've got my hands full with this case. Someone tried to blow us up, and I take exception to that.
Yeah, I guess once was enough.
You got that right.
Okay, I'll let you get back to it then.
All right, talk to you later.
So Jim's tracking an arms dealer?
He's actually following a client's husband to see what he's up to. He witnessed a transfer at the park, and one of the people involved turned out to be this Russian guy.
You never know.
All right, time to get back to the box of soot.
This certainly is beautiful country.
I've always loved the Finger Lakes region. The only drawbacks are winter weather and some of mosquitoes. Other than that, it's a paradise.
I imagine that it can get pretty cold up here. But we certainly can't complain about today. So you were able to contact the sheriff's office?
Yes, and Jonathan's disappearance is a cold case file now. There's a small group of detectives who work the cold cases, and Jonathan's is one of the ones they made active.
1/4 mile, turn right onto New York 322 North.
So where are we headed this morning?
They set up a base operations in the old courthouse, so we'll head there and meet with Detective Samuels. He's recently retired, as are other members of the team. They have full access to police records. They work on a volunteer basis. It gives them a sense of purpose after retirement. And it gives the department a valuable resource to investigate these cold cases.
That works out for everyone.
Be in either of the two right lanes.
I'm glad these guys are still around.
It's been over 15 years since Jonathan disappeared. I hope Samuels was on the case back then. I think it would make things a little easier.
I spoke with him this morning. It was one of his first cases as a detective. He said it's been eating at him since he first got the case.
Turn right on New York 322 North.
Wow. This looks very residential to be part of the downtown.
This is part of the historic district.
That lake was on the left coming in. Was that Canandaigua Lake?
Yes, that's one of the Finger Lakes carved out by the glaciers. It's over 15 miles long and a mile and a half wide. That's almost 36 miles of shoreline. Water's so clear you can see 50 feet to the bottom. It's the main source of drinking water for the area.
36 miles? That's a pretty big search area. Is there any way to narrow that down?
There are four public access points on the lake. If they went fishing, those are likely spots to start our search. Hopefully Samuels can narrow it down more.
Turn right onto Ontario Street, then turn left.
I can see why this is called the Historic District. These big brick buildings have a lot of ornamental trim on them. That looks like the courthouse up ahead. Yeah, this is Ontario Street.
Make the first left onto Susan B. Anthony Lane.
This is the place. Looks like there's a parking spot right up front.
You have arrived at your destination.
Are we going to need our badges to get through security?
I texted Samuels. He'll be waiting for us by the screening station.
Agents Thornton and Jennigan?
Yes, and you must be Detective Samuels.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Agent Scarlett Jernigan.
Agent Jernigan, follow me. So how was the trip?
The flight was smooth and uneventful.
The perfect kind. Right in there.
Looks like they gave you a cozy little room to work in.
It'll do. Now, this is all we have on Windsor's disappearance. How do you want to handle this?
We'll go through what you have here. Will you be in the building in case we have a question?
I'll be two doors down. And no. We won't be laughing and drinking and having a party.
A Dolly fan. I love it. Thanks. We'll get right to it.
Okay. I'll start on this one.
Let's get to it then.
Well, that's the last of the goodies. From what I see here, it looks like you plan on living here for a while.
Looks can be deceiving. This is merely a precaution. In all honesty, I don't think we'll need any of it.
Then why waste my time hauling all of these supplies?
Just call it good training.
For who? I certainly already know how to carry a box. Haste here probably could use a refresher course.
Call me Haste again, and I swear I am going to...
That's enough, both of you. Don't make me put you two in a corner facing the wall.
He started it.
And I'll finish it.
Don't you see what he's doing? He's trying to antagonize you, and it's working. Go in to make sure the launch elevator is in working order.
Yes, General. This is not over, Bounty Hunter.
I wouldn't antagonize him if I were you. He can be exceptionally violent.
That's pretty common for brutes like him.
I'm just saying that things will go much better for you if you don't agitate him. I can control him only for so long.
I'm not worried about him. I'm more concerned with what you intend to do with me.
You are collateral. If it gets to the point of negotiating with Jafra, you will be our insurance.
You mean I'm the one who's got to pay if the IDF doesn't give you what you want?
Let's just say that my guard will take great pleasure in the negotiations if they don't go our way.
Just what do you plan to do? Reorganize Rage?
I suppose since Lister is out of the picture, that would be a good way of putting it.
But you're missing one small detail.
Really? And what's that?
There's nothing to reorganize. Latumus is now occupied by the IDF, and that mines at Galaza have also been secured. You've got no army and no place to hang your hat. You got Buckley's chance of making it.
I don't know who Buckley is, but I'm confident in what I know. You make your own destiny. Chances left to the weak.
So what's this cargo elevator that your guard's checking?
If you must know, it's how we plan to get out of here.
Wait, you're expecting someone to land topside and pick you up?
Pick us up, yes. We will then depart before your people have a chance to react.
So I'm going along with you then?
We will have the pleasure of your company, yes. As long as your friends don't try anything stupid, you'll be fine.
I can tell you right now that they will not negotiate with you.
Then that's too bad for you.
Well, good morning there, sleepyhead.
Please tell me you went out for breakfast.
Do I have anything in my hand, Sam?
No, but you can easily remedy that.
A little bit later. Now I've been here for a while. I've been consorting with my old partner.
You're not gonna let Sis get in on this, are you?
No, she's tied up with that bombing case. Otherwise, she'd be right in the middle of this.
Oh, how's that case going?
She's been sifting through debris and found an envelope with a possible postmark of Queens, New York.
Queens? Isn't that where Louis was from?
The guy we recently put away? Hank's partner?
That's what we were speculating. I don't know what Louis would be doing corresponding with a dry cleaner in Baltimore.
I can see it. That is if the owners had ties to Rage.
Has anyone heard from him yet?
Not a peep.
Well, you'd think that if your business had been destroyed by a bomb, you might want to come back. I mean, at least you'd want to file an insurance claim.
Yeah, you'd think the possible tie to Queens and them not returning just smells too much like Rage to me.
Back to our case. You don't think Kate's case is tied to ours, do you?
I personally don't see anything yet. All of that took place in Baltimore. Our case has ties to D.C. I don't see the connection.
As for this Kokoff guy, he's wanted in South Africa for arms dealing. McMillan, on the other hand, squeaky clean. If you ask me, he's too clean.
You think someone has scrubbed his records?
All right, now I'd just be guessing. Kate will contact me if she gets anything new on our arms dealer. In the meantime, we need to concentrate on McMillan.
Well, like I told you in the beginning, there are 1,000 or more McMillans on professional sites, and social media is loaded with them, too.
I'd be willing to bet that he's not on social media at all. I know that sounds odd in this day and age, but there are some people who have no footprint on the web.
That's true. What about his wife, Janet?
Just the usual of what you'd expect to find. Nothing really stands out.
So now we have the mysterious courier from D.C. and an arms dealer here in Annapolis. This case is all over the map.
And we don't have anything yet on the other guy from the park. The one that got on the bus.
Well, I've gone through the bus schedule. There are just too many stops for me to follow up on.
So let's take inventory. What do we know about this guy?
We know that his wife is suspicious enough to hire a private detective to see what he's up to.
And what does that tell you?
It tells me that either something has changed in his habits or she's been putting up with it for a long time.
Well, from what I gathered from her, she's become more suspicious lately. So what else?
He's in a position to know classified material and he's passing something off to people.
And it ain't recipes.
Seems like we're getting into federal interest territory.
Right. Now we don't have anything solid. We actually didn't witness anything being passed, but a newspaper. With Kate in the loop, Homeland Security is aware of what we're doing.
Even though she hasn't passed anything along?
Hey, the ball's in her court. She doesn't act on it, it's no skin off my teeth.
Balls in court, skin on teeth. I don't think I'm ever going to get the hang of your language.
Well, you seem to do okay at the chicken drive-thru.
Well, they're speaking my language.
Captain Tam, this is your sleep cycle. What are you doing up?
I tried, but there's just too much going on right now.
I'll sleep a lot better when we find Joe Mack and our two bounties.
I can understand that. I'm pretty tired, but there's no way I could sleep right now. Joffre and Slane arrived a few minutes ago. They should be coming in shortly.
Have you heard anything from Liam?
He should be in his sleep cycle right now.
Yeah, well, if he's anything like us, he's wide awake right now.
I'm not going to contact him, just in case he isn't.
Hey, there you are.
Thought you were supposed to be in a sleep cycle.
I was, but I just couldn't sleep. So what was the last thing you heard from the search team?
They're going into the jungle during the eclipse. We figure if Hanukkah is going to try and escape, it will be under cover of darkness.
That seems awful risky.
As soon as it gets dark, I'll be launching my drone. It's equipped with infrared.
You should be able to not only track Hanukkah, Joe Mack, and the guard, but it will also warn them of any large animals roaming about.
Liam is requesting an open video channel.
Looks like someone else can't sleep. Okay, open channel 1.
Well now, I thought I was the only one who couldn't sleep.
None of us can sleep right now. Everything relies on Simon's team to catch Hanukkah and his guard and save Joe Mack.
So they plan on hunting for them in the dark during the eclipse?
That's the plan. I'm going to launch my drone to provide them infrared cover.
This blackout will last about 2 standard hours. What's the time range on your drone?
1 hour and 40 standard minutes, tops.
So they'll be operating in the blind for at least 20 minutes. A lot can happen in 20 minutes.
Full eclipse in 2 minutes. Drone is fully charged.
Thank you, Georgia. You'll launch on my command.
Standing by.
Joffre to Tony.
Go ahead.
The drone is on standby. Watch your visibility.
We are rapidly losing light. I recommend that you launch the drone soon. It sounds like we're coming to a river. We hear water.
If there are creatures around, they'd most likely head for water. Stand by for launch.
Georgia, launch drone and locate the crew. Stay on them and provide infrared coverage.
Launching in 3, 2, 1, launch. Drone is airborne.
Drone launched. We'll advise when it's on target.
We copy. We have come upon a river. We'll see where we can cross it.
Copy that.
I've heard some nasty rumors about everything in the jungle waiting to kill you. I'm not sure about trying to cross a river.
They haven't encountered anything yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Tony, hold short of the river until we give you the clearance to cross.
Roger. We will hold short until you give us the all clear.
Georgia, can you access any database on the wildlife in the jungle, specifically the river?
Searching databases.
I can tell you, if I came upon a river that was in a jungle no one wanted to enter, I'd give that a wide berth.
I agree with you. I prefer to see what was around me rather than take a chance in an unknown river.
Joffre, research indicates that the river is inhabited by flesh-eating fish, and there is no chance of survival for anyone entering it.
Thank you, Georgia. Joffre for Tony.
Go for Tony.
Do not so much as stick a toe in that river. It's full of very hungry, flesh-eating fish.
Good to know. Marco has picked up a trail. We'll be following alongside the river.
Copy that. The drone should be on site shortly.
Copy that. We hear it.
I see them on infrared. Simon, we have you on infrared. You're clear of any large wildlife.
I copy. Stand by. Marco sees something. There's a ship landing. They're getting away. They're getting away.
Is this ship part of Hanukkah's plan to escape? What will Thornton and Scarlet learn at the sheriff's office? And what will Barnes learn about the mysterious arms dealer? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Hitchin' a Ride.